You're listening to Weird AF News with Jonesy.
A human rights organization is calling on a U.S. school to ban electric shocks on the children. I had no idea they were still shocking children in schools. Still, I had no idea they've ever shocked kids in school. I know they stopped allowing the teachers to hit the kids in the school a while back, right? And although I did do a story where some county somewhere in the U.S. is still allowing the teachers to hit the kids as long as the parents give permission and the parents can actually be in the presence of the beating if they'd like. And I'm sure a lot of parents take straight advantage of that. but I didn't know about this electric shock situation. Obviously, this school is living in the 1890s. So an international body that is entrusted with upholding human rights has called for an immediate ban on the controversial use of electric shocks on severely disabled children in a school outside Boston. Oh, this is where I'm from. This is crazy. I never heard about the school in Massachusetts that shocks the kids. It's called the Judge Rottenberg Center, and it's in Canton, Massachusetts. It's believed to be the only school in the world that routinely inflicts high-powered electric shocks as a form of punishment on vulnerable children and adults. About 47 of its students are currently subjected to the electric shock treatment, which involves being zapped with electric currents far more powerful than those discharged by stun guns. That's serious. Stun guns are pretty potent. You're gonna shock these people? These mentally disabled people with something stronger than a stun gun? Are you out of your mind? How do they get away with this? Disability rights campaigners have tried for decades to stop this practice, which the school's administrators call, quote, aversive therapy. So they're just kind of putting this on the whole therapy thing. Yeah, it's a therapy. Like, isn't this, haven't we all agreed that this shock therapy is, like, not good? And they don't even do it in the mental institutions, as far as I know, right? I mean, I'm not I don't work in a mental institution, but, like, I thought electric shock treatment went out the window with, like, lobotomy, like, a long time ago, right? I mean, right? They used to just pull the lobotomy. They would pull out the front part of your brain there, the frontal lobe or a piece of it or whatever. This was, like, old school psychology. And then they realized, oh, all that time we were stupid. We weren't supposed to be torturing people as a form of treatment. I mean, the weird... I should do a whole story on how weird the treatments have been for stuff like this going back. I mean, there used to be a treatment when someone had a mental disability, they would put leeches on their back because they thought that the mental disability came from some kind of bad blood. And so they put the leeches on their back to suck out this bad blood. I mean, this is crazy, like satanic stuff, but that's like how far the medical industry has come. Electric shocks. I mean, really? I'm embarrassed for my home state at this point. Now, so an Inter-American Commission on Human Rights has issued a rare formal notice known as precautionary measures that calls for immediate cessation of the electric shocks. The commission cites the work in 2013 of the then UN monitor on torture, Juan Mendez, who found electric shock technique was a potential violation of the UN Convention Against Torture and other international laws. It also notes several federal agencies and professional groups have called for a ban on, quote, aversive techniques on grounds that they can cause psychological trauma. Hell yeah, they can cause psychological trauma. You're going to improve their psychological mood by zapping them with a stun gun. Where do you get your degree, ladies and gentlemen? That's what I want to know. In a statement to The Guardian, the school said that the electric shock devices presented no serious risk to these children. Come on. Really? No serious risk to the children? Here's a quote from these jerks. The clients are generally free of restraint and ineffective and dangerous psychotropic medications. What? Free of injuries and able to further their education and relationships with their families in ways that were not possible with any other treatments. So half of this sentence makes sense. The other half doesn't. I think these people have been using the electric zaps on their own brains. But they're saying that, so I guess what they're saying is medication isn't working. And they are insisting that this electric shock treatment is free of injuries. Yeah, I mean, just because you're not breaking a limb doesn't mean you're not doing some kind of injury to them with this electricity. This is just crazy talk, and they immediately need to be shut down, in my opinion. I mean, I don't know how you can let an organization like this go on. How are the police not just breaking down the door and arresting everybody and shutting the place down? I don't understand that. It's common knowledge they're doing this there, and it's just allowed to happen. I can't shoot fireworks off my balcony for 30 minutes without someone calling the cops and shutting me down. Never mind zapping someone. No, this is treatment. What I do is I shoot fireworks at the heads of people who have mental disabilities, and it really just fireworks them and zaps them right out of their condition. It's great. Over the years, this school has been at the center of a number of scandals. In 2007, staff at the center inflicted almost 100 electric shocks to two boys in their care after receiving a phone call purportedly from a senior manager saying the students had misbehaved. The call was later discovered to have been made by a hoaxer. They took a kid, there was a fake call, and they zapped the shit out of these two kids. I mean, unbelievable. This place needs to be shut down immediately. Look, I'm not in charge of anything, and I'm kind of an idiot, but I know an illegal operation when I see one, that's for sure. Have any of you been zapped? Call Weird AF News. I want to know about your experience. Maybe you've been lobotomized. Call and moan in my ear. Child abuse climbs after Friday report cards, a study finds. Child abuse increases the day after school report cards are released, but only when kids get their grades on a Friday, the study reports. The curious findings startled these researchers, who had figured abuse might go up regardless of the specific day that the kids got their grades. But no, that's not the case. Their study of reports to a child abuse hotline that included broken bones, burns, and other confirmed abuse found otherwise. An increase only occurred on Saturdays after a report card came out on Friday. Though overall rates were small, there were almost four times more cases on those Saturdays than on any other Saturday ever. No apparent connection between the report cards and the abuse. The abuse was found on other days of the week. Here's a quote. Anecdotally, we know a lot of parents will spank their children or use corporal punishment if they're unsatisfied with their schoolwork. That punishment may become abusive when kids don't have school the next day, apparently, and parents think that the injuries might be more likely to go unnoticed. Oh, doing some weekend beatings. Be like, I'm bleeding, Mom. Yeah, it'll dry up by Monday. They say this is a benefit that it goes unnoticed because teachers are required to report suspected child abuse. But it also could be that severe punishment is less likely on weekdays when parents are just too busy to focus on a beating and report cards. You guys, parents, do you guys like to do the beating during the week or on the weekends? I want to know. I'm trying to think of when I most got beat. I never got beat for a report card, that's for sure. I got beat for doing a lot of devious shit, mostly lying about where I was going and then going somewhere else. That's kind of like, that was my thing. That's pretty wild. There was an average of slightly more than 0.6 cases of abuse per 100,000 children on Saturdays after a report card Friday compared with slightly less than 0.2 cases per 100,000 on other Saturdays. The average was less than one per day because so many days were included in the analysis. This is pretty wild. Yeah, I don't know where to go with this. Obviously, I'm doing this. Today's stories are, by the way, all about beating the children. So I hope you don't find it too alarming. But I gotta admit, when I read this study, I thought to myself, I thought they weren't beating the kids anymore. Isn't that a thing that everyone agreed not to do? I just thought that that's what was going on. Do any of you guys hit your kids? I thought that kind of went away. I thought my generation was the last one to get hit. That's what I thought. And I've said these sorts of things. I've even talked about it on stage. How I got abused as a kid and how that made me the man I am now. I tell a story about how I've once found a very early baby picture of me. I'm adorable. I'm naked. Just about. I'm about to get my diaper changed, it looks like. I'm on a bed of some sort. And then right next to my head, this close to my head, about 6 inches away from my face, is a filled to the brim ashtray. Like, that's the kind of abuse I got. My mom just chain smoked 20 cigarettes while she was breastfeeding me and feeding my diaper. Good times. Good times. So anyways, I thought the hitting of the kids has gone away. Maybe you guys can bring some light to the situation because I'm not a parent. I just assumed that this was not happening anymore. But maybe you are still hitting your kids. If you do, when do you do it? Do you do it for grades? And are you a weekend smacker? Huh? Do you like to hit your kid on a weekend? Perhaps you use a stun gun on a Saturday? I want to know, what are your beating patterns? This is outrageous. I can't believe I'm talking about this. Hey, call Weird AF News. 646-450-2012. It's the holidays. Give your kids a nice holiday beating today. Disclaimer, Weird AF News does not condone beating of your children. A couple who named their baby after Hitler has been jailed for membership of a neo-Nazi group. I'm just going to roll with the child abuse stories today. I feel like that's the theme. Only on Weird AF News do you get such themes. Oh, did you listen to the string of stories about child neglect today? Where would I get that? Only on Weird AF News, lady. A couple who named their baby after Adolf Hitler and were members of a banned neo-Nazi group in Britain have been jailed for more than 10 years combined. They got it. Adam Thomas, 22, and Claudia Patatas, age 38. Well, that's a very, very... This couple was... You know, there's a lot of years between... The dude's 22 and the lady's 38. They were sentenced to 6.5 and 5 years, respectively, after a jury found them guilty of being members of National Action, which was banned in Britain in 2016. Their neo-Nazi group is called National Action. You would think that it would have a more, how do you say, Nazi-esque title, you know? You would think, right? National Action, that sounds like a pretty cool group. I'm like, I don't know what that is. That sounds, oh, you like our nation, maybe. No, not the case. Don't like our nation. Opposite. Although you can't really name your group Fans of Hitler, I mean, because then they'll kind of discover you, what you're up to. I mean, you got to kind of keep it on the down low. You know, you can't be like, you can't call it Nazis R Us and then expect that the cops aren't going to knock on your door, I suppose, right? So anyways, this pair of neo-Nazis were sentenced along with four other people, including their friend, Darren Fletcher, who the prosecution claimed had taught his daughter to perform a Nazi salute. Ooh, boy. That's rough when you got a neo-Nazi individual programming his or her children, it becomes an issue. Fletcher, who admitted membership of the group prior to the trial, was said to have sent Patatas a message saying, quote, finally got her to do it. Finally got her to salute. He was all proud. In other words, all proud to get his daughter to do the Nazi salute. What a sicko. During the trial, the jury learned that Thomas and Patatas had actually given their child the middle name Adolf. While photos found in their home showed the newborn baby being cradled by his father dressed as a hooded Ku Klux Klan member. Awful. Thomas had twice but failed applied. He applied to join the British Army. He had previously worked as a security guard at Amazon. He was convicted on a majority verdict of having a terrorist manual, which contained instructions on making viable bombs in his possession. This is ridiculous. Patatas, originally from Portugal, worked as a wedding photographer. The jury heard that she told another member of the group that, quote, all Jews must be put to death, and that she wanted to, quote, bring back concentration camps. Oh, lovely, lovely people. Are you out of your mind with these people? Why put them in jail? Why not just extinguish them? Why not? That's just my... I mean, you don't have to go with me on that, but I feel like they're never going to contribute to the culture. Ever. Ever. You think they're going to come out of jail and be like, no, never mind. We love Jewish people and all people. We learned that in prison, to love all. You think they're going to come out like that? No, they're not going to come out like that. But Jonesy, you just said they should kill these people. You hinted at it. I said extinguish them. I wasn't specific. Man, it goes on and on to tell you about all of the other people that were sentenced and all the bad shit that they've done. These people are just awful, man. They're like plotting to build bombs and like kill minority groups. Like, this is just like, there's no time. We don't have time for this crap, okay? We're living on it. We're trying to live on a planet in peril right now, okay? The planet is in peril. We don't have time to screw around with these idiots, all right? Putting them in jail is not the answer. That's not going to heal them. This is terrible. I just feel so bad when just organizations that sort of, arise around hatred of, like, you know. And as much as, like, you know, I don't like PETA, but I'm not going to form a neo-PETA hater group. Like, there's a lot of groups I don't like, but I'm not going to go form an organization. Like, I got better things to do, okay? And by the way, that doesn't bring positivity to the situation, okay? It just doesn't. Then again, when I make fun of PETA, does that make... Well, I do it with humor, so that kind of brings some positivity to it, okay? I don't do it through hatred. I don't do it with hate speech. I do it with comedy speech, which is great. What a great, healthy way to do it. I mean, granted, I'm still a crazy person, obviously. I totally have issues, but, you know, I'm trying to do the right thing here, and I'm trying to bring humor to everything, even if I hate it. I'm trying to bring humor to it. Just trying to find some way. And I occasionally do get off on an angry rant tangent. Yeah, and with that, I'm going to wrap this up, okay? Thank you. Hey, weirdos, what's going on? Thanks for calling in, Darren, about the ESA, the emotional support animal. A lot of people wrote me about that story. It obviously affected you. Thanks for defending me as well. Appreciate that. And whoever called about me needing a service monkey, that was pretty cool. I actually wouldn't mind a service monkey. I'd love to have a monkey. Who wouldn't? Also, shout out to, I don't know if it's the same Darren, but Darren B. sent me an email. It was an update on what happened to that lady's tiny house that was reported stolen. Apparently, they found the house about 30 miles from her place. So, good news there. It's just some of these weird AF news stories just end in... They end in glee, right? And it's the holiday season, so how fitting for her little tiny house to be found. Good for her. Do you guys care about updates on these stories? I have no idea. I don't really do updates usually, but I don't know if you're into that. Also, shout out to Bobby Ray for sending me an email. Appreciate that. I want to thank everybody who reached out to me on social media as well. You can hit me up on Instagram, at Funny Jones, on Twitter, at Funny Jones, and on Facebook, it's Comedian Jonesy. As always, you can email me, funnyjones@gmail.com, and you can call the show, 646-450-2012. I want to also take a moment to pitch to you my Patreon, patreon.com/weirdafnews is a place where you can go and support Weird AF News by donating a couple of bucks a month to Jonesy's media empire. And you get some you get perks with that. You get some bonus material, and you get my album free download. Check it out; it's pretty cool, and it's a nice thing to do on a holiday during the holiday season, isn't it? Yeah. Thanks to all of you who have been loyal listeners to Weird AF News, and keep it going. And please spread the word if you can. Tell others that hey, here's a little media company that's giving you some news that doesn't make you that depressed. I'm saying this now after I did a whole episode on child abuse. maybe I should rethink that.
Hey, Jonesy, it's Darren. Hey, first of all, I just wanted to say I totally agree with you on the emotional support animal thing. It's getting ridiculous what people are calling emotional support animals nowadays. And Callie's, the one that left you the bad review, is probably a privileged millennial college student who has a emotional support gerbil that she does unspeakable things with at night. And, you know, no big loss. As far as I'm concerned, the more people you offend, the better job you're doing. So keep it up. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Look forward to listening to you in 2019. And go pass. Have a great one. Bye.
Jonesy, I believe in emotional service animals. I think you need a service monkey. So whenever you're feeling emotionally distraught, just take your monkey and go to like a university and wait for the college kids to come up to your monkey thinking that he's cute, let him fling shit on him, and it'll gradually make your panic attacks go away. Stay weird, brother. You're doing good.